The Tractor Guys are just one of many American companies eyeing Cuba. Just this weekend, Starwood Hotels announced it had signed a deal to manage three hotels owned by the Cuban government. So U.S. businesses, large and small, are taking a gamble on Cuba's untapped potential. Tom Hudson is a special correspondent for WLRN in Miami on assignment in Havana this week. He says that tractor factory we just heard about could be a preview of what's to come in Cuba.
I think it's probably a small sign of the things the Cuban government wants to come. It's a tractor that Saul and Horace say will be assembled in Cuba if they're successful. Right now, they're negotiating with the Cuban government for essentially a land lease at the Port of Mariel and the special economic zone there, where new Cuban rules essentially allow 100% foreign-owned companies to come in and build factories. That's what this tractor represents for the Cuban government. It hopes it is the beginning of a flood of foreign investment that it wants to control, no doubt about it, but foreign investment that is badly needed here in Cuba.
And will these two Americans be able to hire Cubans to work at their tractor factory?
It remains unknown right now. That's one of those big questions that still has been unanswered. American companies have been confident, those that have been engaging in Cuba, that they will have the flexibility in labor that they are used to in other countries.
You know, from a distance, it seems like U.S. businesses that are so far striking deals are basically adapting to the needs of Cuba's centralized economy. What's really in this for U.S. businesses at this point?
I think that it is reputation. It is seeing themselves as a financial and economic pioneer more than profits, per se.
Tom, you've covered kind of U.S.-Cuba relations and the whole business relationship between the two, or the burgeoning business relationship. Anything really surprised you on this visit?
A couple of things surprised me here, Carol. One was we visited a non-farm cooperative of CPAs, of business consultants, of financial professionals and planners, of information technology consultants running out of the front salon of a hotel on Fifth Avenue in Havana. They're attracting partners. They expect to have over 200 partners of this cooperative, pushing the boundaries of what the Cuban government has allowed with these non-farm cooperatives. And in really a case of economic irony is that the biggest client of this non-farm cooperative is the Cuban government itself, as accountants and IT professionals who had been working for Cuban government entities are leaving those jobs, finding better opportunities, higher pay within this non-farm cooperative, this private enterprise that has been allowed only for a few years. They are now going to work as consultants for the former agencies at which they used to work.
Tom Hudson is in Havana. He's a special correspondent for WLRN in Miami, and he hosts a business program called the Sunshine Economy. Great to talk to you, Tom. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Carol, for the time.
Cuba and the U.S., united by baseball. That's still ahead here on The World.